I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. In conjunction with the exhibition Hungry Planet, What the World Eats, the UO Museum of Natural and Cultural History presents Bowls Around Town, Eugene, in which people can check out a handmade ceramic bowl from artist Michael J. Strand, along with a digital camera. They're then asked to cook a significant recipe to place in the bowl, document the process via the camera, and write about the recipe and its significance. With me at KLCC is folklorist Lyle Murphy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, what can we learn through specific recipes and stories about our cultural commonalities and differences?
Food is a very interesting thing to showcase that. We have so many different foods that we prepare for certain holidays, times of season. They are indicative of places where people live. Certain ingredients only grow in certain areas, and so certain recipes are crafted around those things. And so there is so much information based on food that we can kind of tease out and find out about.
Are there specific aspects of local culture you wish to specifically illuminate through this project?
We are just hoping to show the breadth of the community that Eugene offers. The University of Oregon houses international students from all over the world. We have just a deep, rich community. So many different lifestyles and backgrounds come together here. And so we want this bowl to showcase that. We want that to show how diverse Eugene is in Lane County. And so this is an opportunity to do that.
Describe a few of the submissions you've had so far.
Sure. We've had some Hungarian goulash, a few different recipes from Saudi Arabia, kind of a Chinese and Tibet fusion. We also have some members that have shared some seafood dishes that are just special to their family because their children are now living in the Midwest, and when they come home, they want to make sure that they serve seafood from the Northwest so that it gives them that taste of home again.
And what kind of stories have accompanied these recipes thus far?
So many stories about home, reminding people of being far away, especially some of the international students. It gives them a sense of place and safety in this new environment. So that's very comforting. It also allows them to share with others and kind of build community, sharing their culture with others, which is really important. It's just great to flip through the books and just read how people talk about these recipes. It's really wonderful.
Do you have plans for outreach into different subsets of the Eugene community to gather material?
Yeah, we're just inviting community members to come in and use it. After the exhibit, we're hoping that the Eugene Farmers Market actually takes on the bowl, and so it'll continue having a life and being accessible for community members to take out and continue adding on to the recipe book.
And what we eat is dependent upon what's available and what we can afford. Do you see a reflection of that in this project?
Yes, that is something that's very important. As part of the exhibit, we also did a collaboration video with Huerto de la Familia, which is a local organization here that helps Latino families get garden plots so they can grow their own food. In the video, they talk about how it's important for these families to have access to these plots because they're growing specific cultural foods that they cannot find in a grocery store, they cannot find in other places. And so the recipes that are important to them, you can't substitute that stuff. You really need those ingredients to make that dish. And so for them to be able to have a plot to grow their own food, they can create these dishes that are so important to them. Stories like that, as a greater whole of the exhibit, we're hoping to tease out and pull out. The bowl is one aspect of that that we hope we get people generating and talking about the importance of food, but we kind of address that in other areas as well throughout the exhibit.
Do you find any other metaphors within the bowl itself, looking at life around you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just wonderful to see how excited people are about this. The potential that people see in getting excited, trying to think about what recipe they're going to make, who they're going to have over, and then the story that they're going to tell, they get really caught up in it. It's just a simple bowl in a recipe book, but to combine it all together with how this is communicating and being shared through the community is something that's incredibly special.
So this is, in the end, would you say, a project about human connection more than it is about food?
Yeah, just the passion that people have and just to hear each other's stories around food. it allows this way to delve into so much other meaning, stories through food.
Folklorist Lyle Murphy with the Oregon Folklife Network and the UO Museum of Natural and Cultural History. The exhibit Hungry Planet, What the World Eats is currently on display at the museum, and the Bowls Around Town Eugene Project runs through July 30th. For more information, natural-history.uoregon.edu, and to make a reservation to participate, email lyle@uoregon.edu. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.